country. And I didn't know most of this. You know, like your guest said about Rosewood, like our elders really don't speak about the painful parts. Well, my grandmother, you heard her, when she went into that superintendent's office, part of the reason she insisted in going through the front door was her father's name was over the front door, her grandfather's name, rather, because he had saved the free public schools in that county and in that state, not just as a leader of formerly enslaved men, but as a leader of former Confederate soldiers as well. But I wasn't taught this history. And the moment that I realized that, you know, like Robert E. Lee and Dick Cheney are both my cousins, like the country felt very small. I just got my first copy on the way over here. And in a way that just like made my mind explode. But the moment I figured out that my grandmother's beloved grandfather, that his political partner was a former Confederate general and a man who qualified as a war criminal, too. He had massacred an entire black regiment that surrendered. And yet here they were 15 years after the war, 5 years into the reign of terror of the Ku Klux Klan. And while that old war criminal looked like a pretty good ally, like, let the Klan deal with him. We don't have to deal with him anymore. And they banded together. They took over the entire Virginia state government, the governor, both senators, both houses. They asserted this agenda. They would ultimately be put down by violent white supremacists and disinformation campaigns. But what's remarkable, Amy, is they planted the seeds for FDR's coalition in that state. It was their old lieutenants who would be his, you know, their young lieutenants who would be his old lieutenants in the state. And they demonstrated yet again that there's a magnetism between the working people of this country across all the lines they used to divide us, wanting to come together. Why? Because our kids need us to. So every time now I see Virginia Tech or I see Virginia State or I see a public school in Virginia, I'm reminded these exist the way that we know them because former Confederate soldiers and formerly enslaved men came together, built a third party, took over their state and asserted their rights and those of their children.
And Ben, in terms of the lessons for today, especially in the aftermath of the January 6th insurrection and the continued rise and consolidation of a right-wing neo-fascist movement in this country, what do you talk to us about what lessons you draw that today's generation of activists could learn from?
We have more in common than we don't, and that's always been the case, and it always will be the case. One of the mysteries that my grandmother gave me, she would say, never forget, before there were slave rebellions, there were colonial rebellions. Charles V. Hamilton, the co-author of Black Power, was my professor in college. He said the exact same thing, but he went further. He said, politics is a lot like physics. Something in motion will return to its original state. He said, as Americans, we misremember our original state because we only focus on movies and TV shows that show us slavery near the end. In the beginning, he said, there weren't just slave rebellions. They were colonial rebellions. There were white or European indentured servants and African slaves rising up together. And he said, if you really go back and you look at it, you'll understand that's where we're headed, that we're going to come together. He believed that. I believe that. You see evidence of it all around. It's the politicians, it's the 24-hour news often that profit by keeping us divided. But in our hearts, the people of this country want to come together. They know that our kids will do better if we do.
Well, Ben, we're going to do part two of this conversation and post online at democracynow.org. I think I met you years ago on the grounds of the prison in Jackson, Georgia, where Troy Anthony Davis was executed and you were protesting outside. We're going to talk about mass incarceration, the death penalty, and so many other issues with Ben Jealous, former president of the NAACP, then People for the American Way. Now coming up, we'll head the Sierra Club. He is the grandson of Mamie Todd, who died last year at the age of 100. And five. She was an outspoken civil rights activist who worked as a social worker, led to Maryland's Child Protective Service Agency. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. The new book, Never Forget Our People Were Always Free.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired, and this is the New Year's Day edition of our show. You just heard, yeah, I know, it's a little on the nose, U2's New Year's Day, but I frankly hadn't heard that song in a while, and I just wanted to hear it, and it sort of fit in the theme of the show. Anyway, lots of songs about the New Year's, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, next year, so forth, that we'll be listening to. But first, let's take care of a little business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
The David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ Studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. And pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage, Monday nights starting at 6 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage, Monday nights at 6 p.m., only on 88.3 WRCT. Okay, let's get back into it. Next up, another oldie, actually a little even older than the first song, Richard and Linda Thompson, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight.
I want to see the bright lights tonight. year because it was such a bad year that this year could only be better. Last year went down the drain. They all do, really. Why complain? Drink a cup of kindness yet. Say
midnight on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all, gonna chase the blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. Gonna have a dance, take a chance of romance, while bringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolutions made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year? Gonna ride a bubble way up above the stars. And while I twirl a bubble whirl, gonna take a trip to Mars. I'll be bringing in a brand new year. Bringing in a brand new year. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year? Sailing down a rainbow, I'll flirt with Lady Boone. She raises a sigh, winks her eye. I won't be back till June. I'll be bringing in a brand new year. Ooh, bringing in a brand new year. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year? Oh, listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne.
a hand, my trusty friend, and gives a hand. Oh, thine, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Next year.
was the Mountain Goats with This Year. Before that, Bare Naked Ladies, Auld Lang Syne. Charles Brown with Bringing in a Brand New Year. Scrawl with 1159, It's January. And we started that set off with Richard and Linda Thompson, I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, back into it. Next up, we have White Lung with the song Tomorrow.
Like hell, a world to go, a starving place I And I to be patient.
That was Jack White with That Was Then, This Is Now. Before that, The Walkmen, In the New Year, Death Cab for Cutie, The New Year. And we started that set off with The Mountain Goats and This Year. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, let's keep it going. This is Harula Rose with New Year's Day.
just keep driving on New Year's Day. We'll get away. One New Year's Day, we'll make our escape. This is my winter song to you. The storm is coming soon. It rolls in from the sea. My voice a beacon in the night. My words will be your light to carry you to me. Is love alive? Is love alive? Is love. They say that things just cannot grow beneath the winter snow, or so I have been told. They say we're buried far, just like a distant star I simply cannot hold. Is love alive?
have your loves like the warmth from the sun, and this will be our year to the long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be our year to the long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. The warmth of your smile, smile for me, little one. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. This will be our year, took a long time to come. My, my, my.
The Zombies with This Will Be Our Year. Before that, Beach House with New Year. Sarah Bareilles and Ingrid Michaelson with Winter Song, and we start that set off with Harula Rose and New Year's Day. Well, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of Breakfast for Dinner, the New Year's Day edition. This is DJ Chris Wired. We'll be back next week with probably just a more standard, regular show that I hope you still enjoy and I hope you still listen to here on WRCT. I'm going to leave you now with new music from Sloan, which I think is appropriate, especially if you're up and hungover. Not that I am, but I really could use some rest. Anyway, this song is I Dream of Sleep. Thanks for listening.
I dream of sleep. I should be tired. Sandman fire, ceiling looks good. I've seen enough. Mind races while my eyes are shut. I dream of sleep. Midnight and I'm wide awake. 1, 2 and I'm wide awake.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
yesterday. Now's the time for us to say
Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
CT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
We'll be right back. She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my